This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The future belongs to those who understand the numbers. That's according to consultant Gary Sikorski, who joined us on our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers. On a recent Dairy Signal webcast at pdpw.org, Sikorski shares with dairy producers some insight into what he's been seeing in the dairy markets and how to best prepare for the future.
The dairy producers that understand these numbers are going to be able to work their way through the times of volatility and be able to be smart with their money when times are good. And all you have to do is look at what the market has done. Look at the futures market in the last 30 days, the last 60 days, the last 6 months of just how it's jumped around. And that'll continue. And I don't need to remind everybody that you have a business. And that business, of course, is dairy. And yes, I understand it. Great place to live, and we've been able to enjoy that. But your numbers are going to be tighter and tighter as the margins get tighter and tighter, so you need to understand this. How are you going to adjust? How are you going to make changes in your dairy?
Comments from consultant Gary Sikorski, who also says, look out for the monotonous routines.
Cows like to be treated the same way every day. The feed gets fed every day the same way. They are milked the same way. During the seasons, we're constantly doing different forages. And it's just an ongoing thing. And we kind of get hung up in the monotony of things and don't look outside and say, well, what changes do we make? Because if you can't measure what you're doing, how can you make adjustments and management decisions? And I think that's an extremely important point to look at. You need to know the top five expenses, 3 to 5 expenses on a dairy. And what are you going to do about them? How do you make adjustments on them? I mean, obviously, feed, labor, heifers. For a long time, we've ignored the cost of raising heifers. And all of a sudden, in the last few years, we have put some emphasis on it. Dairy producers have looked at those. Some have decided to ship the heifers out to the neighbors. Some have decided to ship them out a couple of states away. Well, what decisions did they make to be able to do that? And is it a good decision? There's a lot of management things that have to go along that, a lot of husbandry things, but there's also the financials. It really boils down to understanding that balance sheet, just knowing what's in it, not just guesswork. And how about that business plan with family, sitting down with some key employees, and mostly just sitting down and spending some time in verbally writing out just what that financials are going to look like and what we're going to do to take and make these financials come to life in that projection. The important thing is we need to take as much of the surprise out of it as possible by making sure that we understand really what's happening and what's going on.
He says having a great relationship with your lender is a good start.
If you've got any borrowed money out there at all, there's a balance sheet. Now, either you have done it, you've done it with your lender, or maybe the lender just takes some information that they write down or some type of a screening document that they send you with number of cows, amount of feed on hand, land, and they have a balance sheet in the home office. But sit down with the lender and say, I want to understand this. I want to know what you're thinking, what you're looking at. And once you start that process and then you get into the P&Ls, and then you can start asking those questions. Well, what's important? Why should I know this stuff? How does this impact? And once again, you have to be able to measure it to be able to do something about it. And you're not going to be perfect. But you first of all need to start out knowing where you are. And then what management decisions can I make? What financial decisions can I make to take and move me in a better direction?
Those are comments from Gary Sikorski of Gary Sikorski Consulting, LLC, from a recent Dairy Signal webcast that you can hear in its entirety at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for sponsoring today's Producer Tuesday.
In a world where people are more skeptical than ever about their news, isn't it nice to know that you can still trust your local farm broadcaster? In a recent study, farm radio was rated almost twice as reliable as major news outlets. Brought to you by the National Association of Farm Broadcasting.
A reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.